This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. Seven candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top three U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW at lunchtime. He'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom signed into law this week a bill prohibiting schools from banning books on LGBTQ+ teachings that could result in fines for any authority in the state that defies the legislation. The move against what Newsom calls textbook censorship in schools follows book bans in Florida and across the United States, where parents and opponents complain the content is not appropriate for underage minors. One of the things Congress actually has to do is appropriate money for government operations. Under the current appropriation system, Congress has not passed all its necessary annual appropriations bills ahead of the October 1st deadline since 1997. Republicans want to cut spending, and a few Republicans want to cut a lot of spending that they claim has led to high inflation, hurting Americans' buying power. If somehow that happens and the stopgap gets through the Republican-controlled House, it must somehow get through the Democrat-controlled Senate. The government runs out of money at the very end of Saturday. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes he says was from his savings over the years. USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Ukraine Special Forces reported they have killed Moscow's top admiral in Crimea and 33 other officers in last week's missile attack on Russian headquarters in the Black Sea. The Russian Defense Ministry did not immediately respond when asked by a Reuters reporter to confirm or deny that Admiral Viktor Sokolov, the commander of the Black Sea Fleet and one of Russia's most senior Navy officers, had been killed. It should be noted each side has exaggerated enemy losses and says little about its own losses. The war has been ongoing for 19 months. This week, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, announced the witnesses for the first hearing on the President Biden impeachment inquiry. The witnesses include Bruce Dubinsky, the founder of Dubinsky Consulting, and a forensic accountant, Eileen O'Connor, who formerly served as the Assistant Attorney General in the Department of Justice's Tax Division, and Professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University Law School. The hearing is titled The Basis for an Impeachment Inquiry of President Joseph R. Biden, Jr., and it will take place on Thursday. Sophia Loren is currently hospitalized with several bone fractures following a fall at her home on Sunday. It's being reported Loren had emergency surgery after she fractured her femur and several other bones as a result of a bad fall at her Swiss home near Lake Geneva. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, got some great news for you. Pastor Mike Cigarelli is with us, the lead pastor of E1 Church, executive producer of the movie, The Domino Revival. He says he wants to see revival, freedom, healing, and deliverance all around the world. And we hope and pray the Domino Revival is the ignition switch, this Fathom event that's going to take place one night only on October the 24th. Mike, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, it's so good to be back.
Well, you've got a special premiere that's going to be taking place on October the 3rd, right? So next week?
Red carpet premiere in Midtown Manhattan.
How cool is that?
It's so cool. As a matter of fact, when this whole project started, I said, I want to do the Avengers Endgame of revival, where I show all the different men and women of God that are movement makers today. And that's how this project started. Well, it's kind of serendipitous, but the last red carpet movie premiere that was in this theater in Manhattan was actually the Avengers Endgame.
Wow. Well, you know,
moment.
Well, and you think about, you know, when the country was born, it was born there in New York. And if was ever a time that we needed a rebirthing, you go to the place where it all began, right? And of course, right now, you got a lot of demonic activity happening in New York, no doubt about it. But you're going in with the forces of God himself to take back and reclaim the birthplace of America.
Absolutely. Well, and as the listeners know, New York City is a spiritual gateway. And oftentimes, New York City is the future of our country. When things happen here, it begins to infiltrate the Midwest, you know, years later. And so right. The good news is, if revival is starting to happen in New York City, then I believe revival is the future of the rest of the U.S. So, yeah,
exactly.
I mean, I'm right here contending at the gate. But here's the thing, and you guys know this, as wherever sin abounds, grace is greater. And so we're starting to see medically verifiable miracles, people delivered of demons, whole families accepting Christ. We're baptizing people who are literally converting from all the world's religions into true Christianity. And it's happening in New York City. And, you know, they say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. And so
right. If
it's happening here, I believe it's going to happen throughout the rest of the U.S. And that's what this film's all about.
You know, part of the reality in which we're dealing with, Mike, is that people feel like, you know, God isn't doing miracles these days. And you're seeing it firsthand. And there's others that are out there. I mean, in much the same way when Jesus was around, you know, people couldn't believe it. And then they started to square up and people go, wait a minute, what are you lining up for? Well, we're lining up for healing. Oh, what's that? What are we talking about healing? You're an idiot. You know, healings don't happen. Well, that's what you say until, let me tell you, see that person right there? They just threw away their wheelchair. They're walking. They came in. They were totally debilitated. That person there who is not wearing glasses before because they were blind. They now see. These are real things that you've been experiencing that all the more increases your faith and encourages you in the face of a lot of naysayers and people that want to see things, you know, not spiritual and not in a spiritual concept, but a spiritual reality. Right.
Yeah. Well, and listen, for everybody right now who's saying, oh no, these are charismaniacs, you know, or these people are seeking signs or they're seeking healings. No, here's the thing. We are seeking the healer, Jesus Christ. But wherever Jesus Christ is, you will also see healings. And, you know, even in the film, The Domino Revival, which is coming out on the 24th of October, we have medically verifiable miracles that we show on film. But then we also show the paperwork from doctors, from surgeons, saying these people were healed and it's unexplainable. And I say at one point in the film, listen, not 100% of the people that we pray for are healed, but 100% of the people we don't pray for don't get healed. So I would rather err on the side of saying, you know what? I'm not going to tell my children to serve a supernatural God and read a Bible filled with supernatural stories and not allow him to do those supernatural things today. And
exactly.
So we don't serve him, you know, for the healing. We serve him for who he is, but also he's a good God and desires to heal. Mm-hmm. And that's really, you know, this film is to challenge people and to say, hey, you know, I think atheism in this country was on the rise because we gave people Bible stories, but didn't demonstrate it today. And a lot of this film is saying, hey, he's the same. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Exactly. Well, and Jesus told us that the miracles that, his apostles witnessed said, hey, you're going to even do greater things because I'm at the right hand of the Father and I'm cheering you on and I'm leaving you the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, and this is amazing. So we should know to expect these kind of happenings because they are occurring and they appear, you know, to occur when they're most needed. So, you know, clearly, Mike, this is an appointed time, not that you made or the team made, but that God himself made. And he's clearly validating what you've done because we know that what follows are signs and wonders. And signs and wonders are all part of this domino revival, right?
It really is. And again, you know, I was preaching a bold, unapologetic gospel message of true repentance from sins. I'm here in New York City drawing the line between not just right and wrong by how we define it, but by how the Bible defines it. And you know what? People were convicted by the Holy Spirit and they begin to repent and they begin to cry out to Jesus to be saved. And then in the midst of that, they're delivered from demons. Many of them come out of the New Age and occult practices and all kinds of madness. And then other people were starting to be healed and we captured all that on footage. And then the Lord began to show me, there are other people doing this. You're not the only one. And that really was the film, was showing everybody else that God's using to do these same things.
Well, talk about how this has spread, because we've talked about it on this show, Mike, that, you know, revival is happening. Of course, this is not going to be reported by the mainstream media, but I've referred to it as bonfires of revival. And it's a matter of time, God willing, that these bonfires connect, you know, from east to west and north and south. And where there's something dramatic, by God's grace and mercy, that would be the case, because here we are. I mean, look, we could be very well, as Dr. Billy Graham said, in the last of the last days, and heading to the final chapter of the Book of Revelations. Okay, could very well be, but in the meanwhile, you know, we need to be faithful to what God's called us to do. Because lest anyone perish, right? As much as it would count on any one of us, you know, we want to make sure that, you know, we're not a parade of one. Because there are many that need what you have. And this idea, well, I've got mine, that's up to them. You know, that's not the heart of the Father, is it?
No, and it really, we're all here for a reason. I say this often, but if you're not dead, it's because you're not done. God has a purpose for each and every one of his sons and daughters here, and we need all hands on deck right now. And so if you feel disqualified, well, guess what? He qualifies the unqualified. And his Holy Spirit will empower you. And that's what this film is all about. We all hands on deck for this next movement.
Amen. Well, have your ears open and your eyes open, not only to the voice of God, but the hand of God. We've got more from Mike Signorelli after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As kids head back to the classroom, CBS News is warning about illegal disposable e-cigarettes manufactured to look like school supplies. Here's former school resource officer Stefan Buys.
China has been flooding the U.S. with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Now they're trying to sneak these dangerous products past parents and teachers by disguising them as everyday school supplies like highlighters. The FDA must work to get every one of these illegal products off store shelves.
Sponsored by Communities United for Smart Policy.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Pakistan are facing extreme religious persecution. A recent report revealed that aggressive crowds have been burning the homes of Christians and destroying church buildings. Unfortunately, this type of persecution is commonplace in many countries around the world. As this wave of violence continues throughout Pakistan and surrounding regions, many Christians are finding comfort in the global community of like-minded believers. The Tide radio broadcast and other media outreaches connect listeners to the tangible body of Christ, providing prayer, encouragement, and support from around the world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage persecuted believers in Pakistan and other regions of the world where lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. It is 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Mike Signorelli. We're talking about the new film, The Domino Revival. Mike, let's go back just a bit and talk about how this all came together, how this started, and the signs that you started to see that brings us to this time and space where next week you're going to have the Domino Revival world premiere in New York of all places. So it's been an incredible journey for you and your team, right?
Oh, it has been. It actually started during the pandemic. You know, here in New York, we locked down. It was just really a brutal season. And I had launched 3 V1 Church locations in 3 years. And because we don't own our buildings, and I was not able to have services. And so like many pastors in America, I felt like I was in a crisis. And it was actually my wife, Julie, who said, Mike, you need to just grab your phone and you need to go live on social media. And I said, oh, that's silly. You know, I'm not that kind of guy. I'm a real pastor. I don't do like this internet thing.
Right.
And she said, no, you have to do it. There's no other option. And so I started going live on social media, and that's really where this thing started, because people were stuck inside all over the world, and I began to just preach the word of God and say, I'll pray with you right now. And actually in the comments section of my social media channels, people were saying, I just got healed. The pain left my body. My spine is completely straight. My husband's looking at it right now. I mean, these insane testimonies started happening, and it just overwhelmed me. And mm-hmm. I said, whoa, okay, God, you're taking what the enemy meant for harm, and you're turning it around for our good. And that's really how it started. And then post-pandemic, as we started to open up, I said, you know what? I was in prayer one day, and I saw this vision of this massive domino dropping in New York City, and then it hit another domino in the Northeast. And another domino, and then all over the country, these dominoes started dropping. And so that's when I announced, we're going to do Domino Revival, and we're going to meet in a park in New York City, and anybody who wants to come, come. And hundreds of people came, and that's how we dropped the first domino.
Oh, very cool. So when you were online, here you are, being the obedient husband. And Julie says, okay, we need to go online. Oh, okay, all right, okay. And you do this. So the message you're offering as you first start out is one of, you know, trying to bring the body of Christ together in the midst of this pandemic. And how did you begin to land on, the healing manifestation of your ministry?
Yeah, you know, in person, in the analog real world, I had been praying for people for years and seeing God do miracles. And to be honest with you, I thought that was normal. And I say this all the time, you know, if you gave somebody a copy of the Bible and they lived on a deserted island and then you brought them into most churches in America, they'd say, what in the world is this? And so for me, having read the Bible, it was just normal to pray for sick people. And again, not all of them were healed, but I saw many miracles. I just had never thought about the fact that God could do that through the internet until I was forced to do that. And then it just created this greater hunger and desire, because people were saying, you know, it started spreading. And I really think it was a digital revival before it was a physical revival. And a lot of what we're seeing in Asbury and these college campuses, as a matter of fact, just a handful of other college campuses just ignited in revival over the last 2 weeks. I really think a lot of the seeds were sown during the pandemic online, because these kids were on TikTok and Instagram and these different platforms, and seeds were being sown. And I think what we're seeing now is the harvest from those seeds during the pandemic. And the movie sort of retraces some of that.
That's excellent. Well, you know, I think the kids are seeing with their eyes wide open, and not everyone has their eyes wide open. We know that, because even in Jesus' time, he talked about the blind leaders. And God bless, those kids whose eyes are open and seeing the spiritual and responding to this, because what they're seeing is they're seeing the demons running amok in their streets and their institutions. They see, you know, their brothers and sisters that are being compromised under attack with, puberty blockers and all kinds of madness that is just every demonstration of evil. And, you know, God bless them for, you know, responding you know, to the movement of God,
yeah.
And to, you know, to stand in the gap, in other words, here, because, you know, Mike, that's what we have to do. We've got to stand, like you said, you know, the Word of God, God makes it clear. And unfortunately, you know, the Church of God right now is a bit compromised. And we pray for the church. We pray for these leaders and these pastors who think that somehow they need to comport to the world, which is antithetical to everything that God says. And I just pray for them. I pray that they would come into alignment with God and they would seek his mercy and forgiveness. Because they're leading people down the wrong road. And that's, I mean, who'd want that responsibility after all is said and done?
Yeah, absolutely. And you're preaching. I mean, I've got chills all over my body right now. Here's the thing, you know, the Apostle Paul was a Pharisee, and then God miraculously converted him. I'll tell you, some of the loudest voices in this movement are people who were on puberty blockers, people who tried to transition, people who bought the demonic lie about gender. And those are the people saying, Christ saved me. We need to fight this madness. It is demonic. This is not God's will. You know, there's people coming out of these different communities and God is saving them. And then they're the ones saying, and I think in a lot of ways, God is using these voices to really convict, not condemn. We don't want to condemn the pastors, but to convict them deeply and say,
right.
Look, you know, and a lot of times these pastors are saying, well, not everything's demonic. Of course we teach people crucify the flesh and Christian discipline. But if nothing is a demon, we also have a problem. And it's hard to read the New Testament, especially the book of Ephesians, where the early church is being established, without seeing how much we had to be aware of the demonic. And so a lot of this revival is people waking up and saying, oh, this is not just political. These are ancient demons in new days. They're
exactly.
doing the same thing they did in Babylon. The same
they're
thing.
They're back. They're back.
Yeah, they're
That's
back.
Exactly what Jonathan Cahn has written about in you know, one of his latest books, The Return of the Gods, is that
yes.
they're come back. And of course, where do they enter? As you mentioned earlier at the onset, you know, the key portal is there in New York. And
yeah.
And that's what they've come through. And of course, one of the gods that's manifesting itself so dramatically and crazily is you know everything that has to do with sex. So sex
yeah.
has become so perverted right now. And here it is. You know, we have got to stand against this based on God's word and His power. Not our own, because we'll end up getting smashed. Now, you know, some people, Mike, will ask me, they'll say, is God judging us? And I believe we are being judged, but I also think that there's, as I was talking with one pastor yesterday, you know, judgment takes on several forms. And part of the judgment is that it's like defying gravity. If you defy gravity, you know, the instantaneous results are quite obvious, right? But, you know, and this is what we're doing in part, is that God has established an infrastructure for righteousness, and you know, and people are hitting the guardrails, and they're going over, you know, overboard, and they're flipping out because they're not staying in their lanes of righteousness. And so in a sense, we self-indict, we self-judge, because we violate
yeah.
God's institutional laws, right?
Yeah, that's so good. Well, and people are experiencing the consequences of their sin, and they're saying, wait a second, I thought this was going to help me. I
right.
thought that going, you know, seeking all this pleasure and, you know, the illicit drugs and everything I'm doing, that this was supposed to help, because sin is just a really bad solution to some sort of problem people are dealing with. And I think
exactly.
that's how you get revival in this country, is people saying, okay, it didn't work. What's
right.
the real solution?
And because it's it's about, at the end of the day, it's about redemption. 30 seconds. I'm going to let you wrap
Come
it
on.
Up. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, listen, people are waking up to the reality that they need Jesus, because nothing else has worked. So it is time for revival.
And we've got a red carpet premiere on October the 3rd in New York. And, of course, it'll be one night only, a Fathom event on October the 24th, right?
Oh, yeah, October 24th. Everyone, get your tickets now.
It's the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. As children return to school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home.
To detect fever accurately at home, you need a fast, non-invasive, and clinically accurate thermometer. Exergen provides all of that and is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure temperature accurately with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
USA News Update. The field for the second Republican presidential debate will be slightly smaller than the first. Seven candidates have qualified for tomorrow night's debate at Ronald Reagan's Presidential Library in coastal California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, will instead hold events in the battleground state of Michigan and insert himself into the UAW strike against the top three U.S. automakers. Today, President Biden joins the picket line of the UAW at lunchtime. He'll stay roughly 2 hours and fly off to California for a fundraiser. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez denounced efforts to prosecute him on federal bribery charges, saying he kept piles of cash that federal agents found at his home that allegedly link him to the crimes he says was from his savings over the years. Today is officially National Pancake Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. We got Al Parada. He is the managing editor of Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
Hey, you know, just like you, thank God news is so slow we don't have anything to talk about. I mean, it's just amazing how dull America has become these days, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I miss those days when there was nothing going on, and it's
mad. Yeah, there's no reason to go to the bar anymore, you know.
Monday Night Football. Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Okay, yeah, of course, except for Monday Night Football. Anyway, we were just talking with Mike Signorelli, who is he's got a movie that's coming out next month, The Domino Revival, which has gotten a lot of a lot of interest and response for what's happening there in New York. His ministry, V1 Ministry, has just been incredible. You know, you talk about revival taking place there, and then you write about Auburn. What's happening on college campuses, Auburn case in point, that sees hundreds being baptized. And, of course, you love that because whenever there's an increase of faith and Jesus is raised up, the demonic go nuts, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah. You pick the creed, you'd rather see the people saved and baptized and saved and all that. But yeah, it gets a little bit crazy. The freedom from religion, the folks, I mean, they went ballistic over the thing at Auburn. It's like, you had hundreds of college students dedicating their lives to Christ and you're complaining.
Like that's a bad thing? I mean, You know, all of a sudden that we should have a country, a culture of morality, which we've lost, which, you know, even our first president warned us about how intrinsic to the success of this great American idea was our relationship with God, that it was in ratio to it, right? And since we've turned our back on God, look what's happening in the last 50 years, as we've become more and more this postmodern Christian society.
Yeah, I mean, depression is up, suicide is up.
Crime.
Not like anybody's happier.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even on a pragmatic level of, you know, it seems like a pretty stupid move we did by trying to push faith out of the nation's life and the central element of the nation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you got almost two-thirds of the nation, Al, say the country's on the wrong track. I say, great observation, but what does the right track look like? And, and you got to look for love in all the right places, not the wrong places. You know, too many people have looked at, of course, on, you know, some of these interesting surveys, these recent surveys come out, is that, you know, people are looking, you know, to government. And it's amazing to me. I don't know if you saw this, but according to Real Clear Opinion Research, said, and this is Democrats, okay? 47% of Dems say free speech should be legal only under certain circumstances. 34% of Dems say America has too much freedom. 75% of Dems say government has a responsibility to censor hateful social media posts. There goes the First Amendment. Only 31% strongly agree with the statement, "I disapprove of what you say, but I will defend to the death your right to say it." I mean, that says a lot about the underbelly of our current culture.
Yeah, I mean, it's a staggering thing considering, you know, where like the free speech movement was born. It has a Democratic people that are calling themselves Democrats being so fascist about speech.
Well,
if they don't like something, it's hateful. You know. Like it was like we have in Canada, where, you know, truckers honking their horns are like Nazis, but actual Nazis they applaud.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, go figure, right?
And that's a scary thing because, I mean, I guess we're of a certain age where you think like culturally, like free speech and campuses, and that's where you're supposed to be noisy and rowdy and talk, you know, want to hear what other people have to say. And,
Well, supposedly that's the breeding ground for intellectuals, but what's happened is that now it's the breeding ground of retarded people because they don't want to listen because they're so easily offended. And you've triggered me and you've hurt my feelings and, you know, and I don't want to debate you and, you know, I don't want to argue my values because it takes too much work. I actually have to know what I'm talking about instead of just throwing out a rash of emotional, you know, guttural responses.
Yeah, I want to be a bumper sticker.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I mean, we're that age where, for example, when I went to the University of Maryland, I wasn't a Christian, but there was an evangelist who was basically preaching and more importantly, debating in the public square, in one of the areas, or public square. He was out there every day, and he'd get abused, he'd get this, he'd get that, but he'd get the, you know, sort of atheist types coming out there and hanging out and debating with him. It was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah,
you know, and to have that sort of eliminated, whether it's about faith or abortion or Ukraine or COVID vaccines or anything,
or even comedy, Al, just comedy, just something that you can laugh about, right?
Oh yeah.
Which I think every student on campus needs, especially when they get a disappointing C on their paper when they were expecting an A. I mean, if that's not a reason for you to find something to laugh about, you need that. That's good medicine, right?
Yes, yes, and obviously somebody wrote comedy. It's like personal to me that people, that comedy be shut down. Like, especially on college campuses. I mean, this is,
right.
I mean, you got to think people like Lenny Bruce and Sam Kennison would be apoplectic. It's amazing to me.
Because you think if George Carlin was still alive, what do you think he would do with these snowflakes?
Oh man, he probably good enough to shred them. I think he'd make a pretty good case. I mean, you think somebody like Chappelle,
yes,
who fights on and keeps doing what he's doing, and that's how wear it down, I think. But Carlin, again, this guy was legend. Always, but also like a campus legend. I
mean, yes, exactly.
Cool if you listen to Carlin, right?
Right.
prior as well, but somebody like who's like politically attuned, like George Carlin, I think he'd find these times right now just astonishing.
Yeah.
Bill Maher is sort of moving away from. I hate to say he's moving to the right, but he kind of is. He's kind of where liberals used to be, and
right.
He's now getting more vocal about it.
Right.
Which is
because there's nothing like there's nothing like experience, right, Al? I mean, you experience the idiocy of some of the political left that's going on right now, and he's going, you know what? I just can't stay there. I mean, and this is why you have a movement, around the country. You've had there's a million people, a million Democrats who are now Republicans or changed parties in the last year. I mean, that should tell you something right there.
Yeah, it's the Reagan line. I didn't leave the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party left me. And that's, a magnitude worse now.
Right, exactly. Well, it's not even the Democratic Party. It's only using the name and the moniker. I mean, it has redefined it to such a degree, like you said, they can't relate to it anymore. I mean, because you can't support, really, you can't support this theory of climate change, spend, $5 trillion plus on this boondoggle and have nothing to show for it, and you're gonna go back to your constituency and have a town hall meeting and, get pummeled like AOC and think you're all cute and just kind of dance around the stage, like you think it's water off a duck's back.
Yeah, it's failing. Everybody knows it. Everybody can see it.
Well, I'll tell you, we're paying for it, and that's the painful thing, because here we are in the midst of this inflationary Bidenomics nightmare, and I think the people have just about had it with it. We've got more from Al Parada on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Sponsored by Idorsia Pharmaceuticals, U.S. Insomnia, or trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, impacts the nights and days of more than 25 million U.S. adults. People who struggle to sleep know firsthand the toll that insomnia can take over time. QVIVIC, daridorexant, 25 milligram and 50 milligram tablets, is a prescription medicine for adults with insomnia. Designed for once nightly use, QVIVIC has been proven to help adults with insomnia fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. Olympic skier and QVIVIC 50 milligram user Lindsay Vaughn shares her experience.
There are certain things in life you have to take seriously, and insomnia is one of them. Deciding to take action and speak with my doctor about treatment for my insomnia was a turning point for me after dealing with trouble falling asleep and staying asleep for over 10 years. It used to be an almost nightly occurrence that I would wake up and have trouble getting back to sleep. Now that I'm taking once nightly QVIVIC, I'm getting more sleep. Honestly, I wish I'd found something that worked for me earlier, since my insomnia was causing me to miss out on so much. But I'm happy I spoke with my doctor and found a medication that works for me in QVIVIC. This is just my experience, so if you're experiencing sleep problems, ask your doctor if QVIVIC is right for you.
Don't take QVIVIC if you have narcolepsy. Don't drink alcohol while taking QVIVIC or drive or operate heavy machinery until you feel fully alert. QVIVIC may cause temporary inability to move, talk, or hallucinations while falling asleep or waking up. QVIVIC may cause sleepiness during the day. QVIVIC is a federally controlled substance because it can be abused or cause dependence. QVIVIC may lead to doing activities while not fully awake that you don't remember the next day, like walking, driving, or making or eating food. Tell your doctor right away if you experience this or worsening depression, including suicidal thoughts. Common side effects are headaches and sleepiness. Visit QVIVIC.com for more information. That's QUVIVIQ.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Al Parada continues with us. He is our favorite barista, you know that, and the managing editor of the stream. He does a weekly piece called The Morning Brew. Comes out every Monday, right?
Well, we do the weekly thing where we do the highlights from the stream, which, again, is always the best part of my job. It's fun as neat as brew is, the idea of pressing publish on the article, other articles that other people have is always so good. So there's a weekly thing that comes out that is about, so the highlights of the week. From the
well, and the thing is, you're so, I mean, the staff, Al, the brilliance of the staff that you have there, from John Zemarek and, the host of other, talented writers that, that present their stream. It's all kinds of fun and insight. I mean, this is great stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the great things about us, is the writers and contributors they have the same principles. But they come at it in such different ways, and I wish sometimes our afternoon meetings could be streamed, because you're dealing with just very brilliant people with a different personality. Some of them are mellow and are looking for unification, and then there's somebody like John Zemarek who's takes no prisoners. But it's the same goal, in the same heart.
Right.
That's the lovely thing about it. And
explain to the people, Al, what makes the stream different from, Breitbart or the Washington Post, Town Hall? What makes the stream so unique?
A couple things. One thing is that it is faith-based, but it is across the board. We have Catholics, Protestants, we have the whole house is there. A lot of the conservative, from political point of view, conservative. But so we do have the Catholic and Protestant thing there, and working together, which is pretty darn unique.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have charismatics and traditional Catholics hanging out together, but it still creates this one voice. That's what makes it unique. Another thing. And this we actually found out through a Ken survey, is we're thought of as being courageous. We will step out and defend things that other people might shy away from. For example, John Zemarek was defending Kyle Rittenhouse right. hours, mm-hmm. for example. And I think we're also pretty quick on the Catholic school kids.
Right. The Covington. You know.
Yeah
exactly. Did they send, by the way, with all the millions of dollars they won, did they send you a little bit of, little beak wetting, donation there to the stream? They should have. No, I'm just saying. Sidebar. It's okay.
But that's one of the things that makes you great. Also, mm-hmm. and this is, again, I work with a lot of people who are very, very brilliant people. I come from more of an entertainment background. So my push has always been under, quietly, always been, make sure it's not boring. That's the academic brilliant thing in the world, but we want it to be readable, and that's another element. Our audience, so these are movers and shakers, and they're busy people. They don't want to be reading some academic, treatises or something. They want to know why this matters to them and how it affects them, what they can do, and within a Christian way, which is why we have, for example, the Christians Engaged, Bunny Pounds, her weekly conversation.
Oh, she does. Oh, my goodness.
Podcast.
She's brilliant. Yes.
I want to be her when I grow up. I mean, she sounds sweet. And is dedicated to getting people active and involved in political while still maintaining their Christian values. Because it's easy, believe me, especially with a mind, like mine, a comedy mind, it's easy to lose track of that when you're in the fight.
Yeah, and the thing is, like Bunny, I mean, you, and this is typical of the stream, is you address things that, some Catholic or some Christian magazines or periodicals wouldn't want to touch. They wouldn't know what to say. For example, when a congresswoman, Bunny said it was a gaffe. I think it was worse than a gaffe, because it was just really an insensitive and a stupid thing to say, when she's there at a prayer breakfast and talks about, having premarital sex. It's like, well, if Jesus was in the audience, which we would hope that he would have been, because he says that we're two or more are gathered in his name, and if you had that kind of awareness, you wouldn't say such a thing, right? I mean, I know you're trying to be funny. I get that, and you're a comedian, and sometimes you get, sometimes you got to have B material because that's what gives rise and gives deference to the A material. It makes the A material so much better because you've got some stupid B material. But you hope that the B material isn't something that torpedoes yourself.
Yeah. And,
right?
And for those who missed it, referring to an article that Bunny did, where it basically called out Congresswoman Mace, mm-hmm. but also was from a point of love,
yes,
of understanding of a new Christian growing. How are you going to do? We got to do better. You got to do better.
Right. That's why you got to read the whole. You got to read the whole deal. I'm just going off the headline right now that's on the front page. And is that mature Christians have to come alongside the congresswoman and help her grow and understand. And I'm sure. She's not saying other than I think she apologized for it, but I'm sure that this is probably one of those moments of embarrassment that she will live with for a while. Only because, and the only reason I know that is because we've all done that. I've done that. Go, oh, what was I thinking?
And that's one of the points we try to bring out. We're learning from Bunny. Mm-hmm. I mean, that politicians, whether it's Democrat or Republican politicians, they're people.
Right.
They're not objects to be shredded.
Right.
And that's an important thing to consider no matter who you're dealing with. If we're dealing with a human being, that is, created by God, and it's not about destroying people. It's about principles and principalities and powers. But it's not about destroying a person. And it's easy, especially in divided times like this, especially with garbage going on, to lose sight of that. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things we have to attain to. In fact, one of the things I have to work on is watching out for that,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that something I write on the brew, sometimes I know where my head is sometimes. A lighthearted quip doesn't mean anything, but then mm-hmm. someone else could read it as like a cold.
It wounds them. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You want that.
Right. Yeah, you want to confront them in a way that draws to you, not away from you. And that takes art, that takes sensitivity, it takes empathy, and I think that's where, you know, to your point, Bunny is so good at doing that, being a woman. Guys, you know, because we joke around and we throw barbs out there, and it's no big deal. It just kind of, you know, we roll with it, but man, you say that to a woman and it cuts them deep. You know, and that's a bit of the challenge. You know, I was just looking at this morning's morning brew that you did up, and you know, which I think again speaks to the uniqueness of Stream and what you address here, and that is that the Biden administration through HHS regs. It's finding a way to eliminate mothers and fathers. I mean, it's bad enough. I mean, this is like, what are you and the Department of Education coming together and you're doing something anti-constitutional and eliminating, you know, the parents, you know, from, you know, being in charge of their kids? Who says that? But this is how messed up this is right now. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's about like, within regulations, eliminating like terms like mother, father, him, her, for the term like parentage. So it's another effort to eliminate the distinction between male and female by an official government agency. That's one of the things you look at and go, well, how does God look at that? when the government is doing something like that. It's one thing if some kooky professor mm-hmm. does something like that, or even a teacher, but if the government itself is eliminating male and female,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, they're rewording the institution to get control. That's the whole deal. It's not like, hey, I got a better idea, and on the other side of this rainbow, the kids are going to be so much happier, families are going to be so much stronger, our communities are going to be healthier, and all. And no, that they may tell you that, but that's the furthest thing from the truth. Because anybody who has been around fascism or socialism or Marxism says, hey, that's what they did in our country. It's all very subtle. And then the next thing you know, they've taken over everything, and you're boxed. You're boxed in a corner, and you have no way out.
Yeah.
Unless you come to our southern border, you know, that's open.
Oh, that always comes through there. Yeah, and that's danger. We're getting boxed in, and the idea is we have to fight our way out and beat these people, because it's freedom. It's our freedoms at stake. Our liberties at stake. Our democracy at stake.
Yeah, but when you have numbers like I read to you before, the Democrats, okay, 50% of the country, they're asleep at the wheel. They don't understand this. I mean, we're reliving, you know, Adolf Hitler's Germany one more time, right? Nothing new under the sun, Al. It just keeps on repeating itself. Crazy,
yeah.
Buddy. I'm telling you. Al Parada, managing editor at stream.org. That's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Check it out. What a great roster of writers they have there. Al Parada, thank you. God bless.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.